Yo, it's your boy. Let's get it. Before I start this episode, I want to sincerely apologize to someone who had commented a reaction or gave a reaction to one of my podcasts. Hopefully I'm going to say it right. Kamakakana's World. She says, greetings from Hawaii. Good episode, straightforward and relatable, especially 55 through 635. Curious for your opinion. What are your top three lessons you would teach your younger self about life and people? That is an amazing question, and I can only pick three. So I'm going to really think about this, because this is something that, always when we look back, hindsight is always 20/20, and we think about, dang, I wish I knew this, I wish I'd have known that when I was a kid. And we're also like oblivious too, to some of the things that people tell us. But for sure, now looking back at myself, I would teach myself, one, it's okay for not everyone to like you. You can't please everybody. Show me someone's life that has never created an enemy. There's always something for someone else to hate on or to dislike about, and then that's okay. That is okay. The next one I would say to, would have to be, let me think about this, how I want to say it. Curiosity killed the cat. Be curious. Want to explore, want to experience new things. Want to allow yourself to be vulnerable. I guess I would say have an open mind. Have an open mind to all things and opportunities in life, because it can take you a lot further and to places you never thought you'd be able to go to. Three would be, I would have to say probably good. Learn the saying of good, being satisfied and content with whatever happens, let it be for what it is. Don't get in the way of it, but just welcome it and understand it and see it for what it is. Mistakes, worries, troubles, but never to let it define you or to bring you down. So I would say to that, be understanding. I wish I would have been more understanding, because that would have helped me accept things for what they were and not let my emotions get the best of me. I felt like, obviously, we're young, we're growing, and we're starting to learn, and we react in certain ways. I wish I would have just been, but that's just a mature mind, a calm mind, a mind at peace, a quiet mind. And unfortunately, that's hard to learn at a young age, because you don't go through very much. As you hit your late 18, your late 20s or early 20s, your early 20s, then you start to get pushback from things on the outside world that begin to test you and that begin to measure your ability to keep a composure, keep your eyes looking forward. That just takes time to learn. And nowadays you see a lot of kids that are like that, which is very, it's great to have, but also too, when I look at them, I'm like, man, be a kid though. It's good to have kids who are like, I don't want to do all this, I don't do it, just having a mature mind at a young age. But at the same time too, it's like, you're missing out on such a great life, an early life. They always say, we always said we wanted to get older. We wanted to be older. Now we want to be younger. We all want to be kids again, bro. That's a fact. That is a fact. We all yearn to be younger again. Whereas when we were younger, we all wanted to be old. Man, I want to be old. I want to be old. But still, understanding life as it is now, you're more content with the outcomes that have occurred. And you're able to address those moments in time easier, because you have a calm mind. You have a peaceful mind. You understand it's okay for people not to like me anymore. You know, the older we get, you know, the more quiet we get, you know, at least for me. And at a young age, we always were so, you know, I know for me, I was always, I wasn't like the person who, when I was comfortable with people, bro, I'm gonna be me. And sometimes too, if I met new people, I kind of would be the same thing, but I tried not to be. But as I've grown, you know, it's only around the people, I guess. I don't really care what other people think. I'm always going to be me regardless. And I have no regrets on how I've lived my life, basically what I'm saying. But it's definitely good to learn from your past and your present to help you continue to be a better person that you think you need to be for the betterment of society, not for others. Not for others in the sense of, wow, I think of him so, he's so awesome. Look at him. He's this, he's that. No. How am I helping you by just being me? You know? And that's important. Understanding your worth. Understanding, you know, who you are as you. And not needing an outside world for confidence, but understanding that your confidence is already being tested. It's been formulated inside you. And only you know how far and know how far you can take it and how far limitless it is. You know, I've talked about it in this podcast and I keep going, but This is just a really good question to ask, because this can take you down so many different places. But for sure, those three, that it's okay that other people don't like you. For two, have an open mind. And three, see things for what they are and accept them for what they are. Knowing things, there's nothing good and there's nothing bad, because it happens to everybody. But it's a purpose of life for us to continue to grow and expand on our lives, on who we are and who we're going to be and who we think we should be. Not for status, not for eyes, but for yourself, because it makes you happy. And a lot of us are still trying to figure that out. Some of us, like, I feel like for myself, I've reached that point. I'm happy as can be. There's nothing that gets me down. I see things for what they are. I don't sugarcoat anything. And I've been able to live this way since, I feel like it's been a while. Again, you grow in life and you start to mature and you start to just understand it a little bit better every single day. And I hope that you've reached it as well. And if you've reached it, man, welcome to the party, because life is amazing, man. Continue to experience the things that you've been experiencing. Continue to have that open mind and continue to not let others alter who you think you should be. Every answers that come from you are already within you, but you have to do the us going out there and having these experiences helps us find answers for ourselves to improve ourselves. So that's what I got for that question. I want to thank you so much again for this great question, Kamakana. Hopefully you're a listener still, and hopefully I didn't lose you, but thanks for that amazing question. And if you have a question for me as well, go ahead and react to one of the, you know, podcasts. It's just good vibes, and it's, I just like hearing from other people as well. So enjoy the rest of this episode. Peace. What it do, y'all? It's your boy Cruiser Bruiser Isaiah, chilling on the podcast. This is the Just Cruising Podcast. Thank you for listening, and I hope you guys enjoy my podcasts. They're very off the top of my dome. I do not think about anything before I go into this. This is all coming from my heart and soul, and everything that I do say within my life to anybody, toward anybody, is always coming from my heart and my soul, and I'm always trying to improve anybody. But, man, yesterday, UFC 300 was, holy moly, what a card, bro. From top to bottom, jeez Louise, one of the most memorable fights I've seen in a while. That Max Holloway knockout was just after, dude, just incredible. He's gonna be fighting for whatever he wants. Him going up to maybe or to fight Islam Makhachev is up in the air. Dude, that lightweight division is so stacked. You got Armin Sarukian still. You got now Max Holloway. You still got Poirier. That, and man, Gaethje. I don't think that moves Gaethje at all back. How can you move that guy back down? You know, like, he doesn't drop his ranking. He doesn't drop. He stays the same, bro. What a war that was. Bobby Green doing work. Jalen Turner freaking regrets not going down and finishing that fight. I had the other guy winning. I just felt like he was going to win. He was going to do exactly what he did to win. Just take him down and beat him down. Diego doing work. Incredible freaking card, man. Wei Li and John Rose. She freaking gets choked out, gets back up on her feet real quick, and then goes the distance. Not, you know, she just freaking, she's a warrior. That girl's a warrior too, bro. Oh my gosh. Incredible. And then my guy, Poata. Arguably one of the best, could be one of the best top five UFC fighters in all of all of UFC history, bro. All of USF. Bro, to do what he's done in the short span that he's done it, I'm so glad. I've been on this guy. As soon as he came into this freaking game, I was like, oh, man, this guy's crazy, because I knew about the background with him and Izzy. Man, he's just destroyed everyone in his path. Izzy ran away from the fight. He still don't want to have anything to do with them. Hopefully, who knows who's gonna fight next. He wants to go to heavyweight. Golly, bro. This is incredible. He's one of my favorite fighters by far. Just the confidence that they are able to, you know, reach. It's incredible. They've inspired me. Like, I've been thinking about trying to get into it and trying to work on it and get a bout. I have to get one bout in. I have to get at least one fight in. I have to, bro. That's a must. So I already hit up my homie. Saturday, we're going to go start practicing. So we'll see how this goes and how this matures, as I was going to say, maturate. But freaking an awesome freaking card. I'm trying to learn Portuguese. I've been practicing learning my Portuguese. El soy. Menino. Omen. It's all the same thing as like Spanish. They just pronounce it a little different. Just from the little bit that I've learned. Like, carro is cajo. Casa is casa. Leche is leche. Leche. Mulher is girl. What else have I? Bebo, drink, obviously. Bebes is in Spanish. Vivir. It's a cool language for sure. So I'm trying to learn it. Again, just inspired by the Brazilian. I'm a big fan of, to be honest, I'm a really big fan of Alex Pereira's, and just like how, where he's from, I'm just astonished, you know, on his journey of his life. I was tripping out while watching the fight, and I was just thinking about how, like, the different backgrounds that they both have. Him coming from Brazil, from the bush, literally from the bush, and how Jamal Hill is some guy in, you know, United States, and some, like, crazy path. Freaking story, or I'm trying to think of the word, in a crazy like series of events, their paths eventually come to cross. And you know, I also think about like some when I think about the UFC, bro, I think about like life or death situations where it's like, I was telling my buddy too, I was like, dude, you know why I like the UFC so much too? Because when they're fighting, especially that Max Holloway and Justin Gaethje fight, bro, I think about just like I told him, I said, imagine this, just like imagine zombie apocalypse, you're looking for medicine or whatever, and someone else been looking for medicine, but you guys both find it at the same time, and you really need it for someone that you love, but they also need it, and there's only enough for one dose, and like, you know for sure you need a full dose, and like even a half dose doesn't do anything, and he doesn't want to give it to you, and you guys are gonna have to fight for it, bro, to the death. And that's what Max Holloway and Gaethje did, bro. Like, that was like, it felt like one of those in a movie. I felt like it was a movie, bro. It felt like it was a movie where, like, the bosses, oh, shit, the bosses are going to fight. Or, like, a episode of Goku and Vegeta or Beerus and Goku. Like, that's what I picture. I'm like, fuck, dude. Gladiator, like Max Holloway said, too. He's like, they're gladiators. Incredible, bro. Justin Gaethje to go down the way he did was one of the most iconic ways. Like, yeah, he lost, but, dude, he went out on his shield. He went out on his shield, bro. I just picture them as, like, gladiators fighting to the death. And, like, Max Holloway just, like, just ended him with a blow. And he just fell, bro. And that was it. And he walked away from it. And Max just had to stay there dead. Crazy, bro. But, yeah, man. It was a great card. Super hyped. I had to get on here and talk about it a little. But... you know, I haven't been talking sports at all, really, just because I know I'm not too sure if the audience cares about that. But I had to get into it today. The Lakers, they're in the playoffs, but it's effort for them. If you're like a playoff team going to the playoffs and your biggest flaw is effort, that's a bad sign to have. You know, like, and that's for me. That's where I'm at with them. I wouldn't mind if they go balls to the wall and then lose, but they don't, and like throughout the whole season they've been up and down with their energy and with their effort, and that bothers me as a fan. All I want you to do, bro, play your hardest day in and day out. That's all I can ask of you. If you're not doing that, then that's what's going to bother me as a fan. That's the same thing with the Rams, with anybody that I'm like watching, or you know, am I root for them or whatever, you know, I just, you know, I root for them, then that's a problem. For me, at least. But we'll see how they do. Dodgers looking good. Crispy. We'll see how they play today. But, yeah, man. Just been cruising. Just living life. Obviously, I have some new plans for my podcast, too, as well. I'm going to start. I need to first get some equipment, I believe, for the computer before I try to start doing it. I want to start sitting down in public areas and have two mics, my mic and another mic. And I want to sit there, put a sign up, and if someone wants to come talk, and we can talk just about whatever you want to talk about, you know. And that's just kind of the vibe. I want to do it. Like, I want to do that. And the thing about me too is like, I don't really get nervous. I used to get really nervous for certain things when I played sports and stuff like that. And I wish I was able to learn what I know now and understand now. But I no longer get nervous for anything, bro. Very rarely do I get nervous to do something. And even like, for example, I've been doing, I hate telling my business, but I've been doing, let's just say, I'm not going to tell my business, but I just, let's just say that I was able to do a side job, you know, and the side job is not something that I'm normally used to. I wouldn't normally be used to, but now with the new mindset that I have, looking at things and what they are for what they are, bro, I don't get nervous. I don't get nervous at all. Just meeting a new person. I had to meet a new person, and it was basically work. It's like a side gig that I have that, you know, it's been fun so far, and I enjoy it. I won't say what it is because I just don't want, you know, I don't know. I just don't like talking about business about whatever I'm doing. Sorry, I accidentally turned the mic off. But, so I'm doing something new, and I had to meet somebody new for the first time and then work together. And it wasn't not porn or that, but just to, I know for sure it's not that, just to make it sounds a little fishy, but a little weird, but for sure it's not that. But I was so open to it, and it's fun, and I enjoy it so far, but it's something that I should have been nervous for, and I really wasn't nervous for it at all. No point in time was I ever had those feelings of like, oh my goodness, or doubt. I am a doubt annihilator, bro. I don't allow doubt to creep in my mind, because I don't want that voice in your head, because everyone has one, to limit me from doing things that are that could possibly be beneficial for my own self, but also from an experience, you know, and just the experiences of life in themselves. So I don't, you know, try to limit myself by containing doubt, you know, and that's what it is. Like, doubt, I don't want to do that, because what if this, what if that, what if, you know, I don't do that. I look for it and I'm like, oh, that sounds very interesting. Do you think I would enjoy that? I think I possibly could enjoy that. And even if I might not enjoy it, let's try it anyway, because it's an opportunity that's come my way for some reason. And I'd be a fool not to explore the options that it's given me. I'd be a fool. You know, that's the way life is. In life, you're supposed to take, like, those risks. Yeah, you have to take these risks, because these risks, you have to look at them in a positive, always positive. If you think about the negative first, then you need to change something in your brain. You have your brain chemistry off because you're thinking about the negative first, when in actuality, you think you're supposed to be thinking about the positive. But that's because of society. Society has caused us to think that way. You're supposed to think about the positives. And when I think about the positives, I think they're limitless. I think they can be so much. There's not a cap as to what can possibly happen for you. If it's something new, its bounds are limitless and fly and soar through the sky, through the clouds, into the galaxies of the world. They are endless. And you have to see that. And that should excite you. You shouldn't be deterred off a negative feedback. Because then how are you going to live? These risks are not risks. You should just call them rewards, because it's always going to benefit you in some sort of way. May not be good, but you need to be grateful for that. You need to be grateful for that negative feedback, because you learn from it. You learn compassion. You learn respect. You learn patience. You learn perseverance. You learn different ways of living, and things that that were foreign to you, but you learned it now. You know, life's about learning and experiencing things, the good and the bad. There's nothing good nor bad, because it happens to everybody. This place of this life, it happens to everybody. So there's neither good nor bad, but it's something that to teach you and help you know more about yourself, because I'm still looking for answers within my own self about who I am and what I like. I'm 28, I'm 30 years old, but still, like, I have so much life to learn about still. And that's exciting to me. That excites me. That makes me, like, happy. And that's why, like, I mean, I always look for exact answers from people, because I'm so curious. And that's what I've also learned to be, more curious. You know, you learn from, I'm so curious, you know, about a lot of things. I love meeting new people, because I just talk to people about things. I went to view a apartment with Giselle, and there was a guy named Jerry, and he was showing us the apartment, and I was just talking to him, bro. I was just talking to him. He's someone new. I want to learn a little bit about him, you know. He doesn't like being cold. He doesn't like to be cold. He has a dog, because he was watching it for a friend, but then the family, or he died, and the family took all his stuff, but they didn't take the dog, so he kept the dog. He has two cats. Yeah, dude, he's a cool dude, and I just love to get to know people. I don't find it weird that I want to know people and want to talk to people. Not know people, but I'm always intrigued by the thought of like getting to know someone that could possibly help you in your life. I always think about the upsides in people, not what they can do for me, but that's the relationship that can be built just based off, you know, asking questions in this short term period in time. Because you never know, you know, you might see that person again, you know, and have another just great conversation, you know. And you just build relationships with people you don't know. And that's, you know, you always want to be open to everything. So take those rewards that are offered to you, but you have to be willing to go out and try them. So that's what I'm going to be doing with my podcast. Sorry, I had to go into all that. But so yeah, maybe you'll see me out there. Don't feel free to jump onto the podcast with me, and we can just chop it up about whatever we want to talk about, you know. Good vibes for sure, always. And yeah, man, just cruising, that's it. But let me see, is there anything else we want to touch on? Anything else we want to talk about? I would just say just be grateful for everything, the good and the bad, even though there's no such thing. It's all beautiful because it's all meant to help you and learn about you. So keep an open mind, I would say. Always welcome change, because when there's change, fear follows right behind, because it's unknown to you. It's a route you've never taken before, and you're not sure what's on this route. But you know, that's for me, it's more like when you go hiking, you're like, oh, what's this trail? Where does it lead to? I don't know. I want to find out. And then someone's like, no, we should just keep going. You know, we should just stay on the trail. But I'm like, but we mentioned, where does it go? Where does it go? It could be, I would say there could be a freaking waterfall. We could see deer. We can see something amazing. You know, you can see even a mountain. I don't think that's scary, seeing a mountain lion. It's nature, bro. I don't think they would hurt me or hurt us. I think if you just stay calm. Like, I've thought about that too, seeing a mountain lion and what I would feel or how I would feel and what I would do. I know I wouldn't be scared. I'd be really calm. And like, wow, this is beautiful, because this is an animal that is ferocious toward its prey. It could be ferocious to me, but I would just stay calm and slowly walk and slowly back away. That's it. I'd get like, obviously I wouldn't try not to bend over in front of it, but I would have something, and like, I have a backpack, so I'd like put a backpack over my head or something like that, make myself look bigger and stronger and flex my muscles. Maybe, I don't know, that'll help. But, and just back away. I wouldn't freak out. I wouldn't think I would get scared. Now, if I saw a bear, that's different. I would still try to stay calm. Whoo, those are different. Those will rip you to shreds. So that one's a little different. I would still back up, stay calm, but I would literally be real cautious with my movements there. But I would just be grateful for the experience and the encounter, because there's not a lot of people in the world that can say they've seen a mountain lion in the wild, in its natural habitat, which also blows me away to think that there's like wild lions, wild tigers out there, bobcats just roaming the free world, doing as they please. That is astonishing to me. I watch a lot of that on YouTube, just like these wild animals being spotted in the wild and just watching their behaviors. And I think about like some animals that are in the zoo that can't do what, you know, what they're doing. And I wonder like how much happier these other lions are that are free are than the lions inside the cages. I wonder if they think anything different, you know. That's interesting stuff. So, but I love it, everything about it. 300 was amazing. The Lakers, we gonna see. My new podcast is gonna be, or not my new podcast, but my new setup will be a little different, and hopefully we'll get that going. So I think I gotta get an interface. I think that's what they call it, an interface, and try to, you know, I already have it on the mic, so that would be nothing. I don't need any headphones because we're just gonna talk to each other. And I'm sure I'll be able to hear them too. So I could get, you know, headphones, but or little earplugs, but I don't know, not earplugs, I guess, but unless I'd clean them every time before. But we'll figure it out. I know it's going to be fun. I'm excited, and I'm always looking for new things to learn about and try to, you know, expand on myself and get to know myself. So, again, also trying to do, I'm going to try to do some UFC, not UFC, but MMA and stuff like that. Learn Portuguese, and so we'll see. I hope you guys are really also, you know, pushing your guys' selves to learn new things, to do more things, to go see more things. I'll even tell you about this part too, real quick. Last thing, just to, you know, hopefully this will motivate you to you know, just be open to all opportunities in life and all things that come your way, and you see the positive out of the possibilities of the positive that could occur, and not the negatives to shy you away from an amazing experience that you could have encountered if you would have been curious and took that step toward, you know, seeing what's next of that opportunity. First I worked out, went to the beach, was running on the beach, went all the way down to La Jolla, all the way down past the pier to the rock, back all the way. I came back chilling, and I was like, yeah, you know what, I'm gonna go do it again. So I went, ran all the way back, and as I was running underneath the pier, this lady stops me and they're like, hey, like, we're doing photos and stuff like that. We would love, if it's okay with you, to have you inside the photos. Like, we think you're good looking dudes, and I think you'd fit with us. And so I did it. I was like, okay, sure. Yada, yada, yada. I do it after. Okay, guys, I'm going. Also, do you want to go party on a yacht with us? Dude, what time? It's at 4 o'clock. When? Today. Oh, damn. What time is it? It's 2:30. Damn. Okay. Yeah, I told him I would go. I was like, okay. End up leaving home, showering. I had a blister on my toe, but that's okay. I was like, that's okay, whatever. Go home, shower, and I'm contemplating, damn, do I want to go? I don't even know these people. But I'm like, damn, but look, imagine how much fun it could be. Oh my goodness, all you can drink. I was like, but we have work tomorrow. I'm like, yeah, but we don't have to go too crazy. We can just go and have a good time. Just, you know, experience it, dude. You've never partied on a yacht. And I'm like, damn, bro, you're right. I've never partied on a yacht. Damn it. So I went and tried it out. It's partly my fault, though. I didn't go dressed accordingly. So as I was sitting down, I made my way all the way over there, parked my car, walked up. I think I saw them and I was like, damn, bro, look at me. I'm not even, and they're like, oh, they're all dressed to the T and nice. And I was like, damn, I don't want to look dumb though. Which is my fault. I should have just still went. But I chickened out that part. I was like, yeah, it was cold. I had a jacket. I had a muscle shirt on and shorts, and I should have dressed up really nice. But it was okay. I still enjoy just the opportunity, me almost going there, but just, you know, being willing to try it, you know, is awesome. I experienced had an amazing experience. I would have had an amazing experience if I would have went, but I chickened out. And that's also part of it. Like, damn, like I get angry when I get not angry, but I'm like, damn, you sure missed out on an opportunity there though, bro. Sure missed out on an opportunity there. But that's what also motivates me. Okay, I'm not gonna do that again because I missed out on this. I don't want to miss out on the next thing. So hopefully I'm able to motivate you to just be have an open mind to all things that come to you. And just continue to live your life according to the way you think it will best benefit you in all ways, mentally, physically, you know, and socially as well. So being social is very important. So I hope you guys enjoy your guys' rest of your guys' day. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Share it with your homies and your friends and all that stuff. I'd appreciate it. I think I give off pretty good vibes. So this is the Just Cruising Podcast with your boy Isaiah. And I'm signing off. And we out. Peace.